Hey everybody, Jake here. Before we get started, I want to ask you guys for a quick favor. Our friend Joe Hunter, former guest of the show, his mom recently had surgery, and because of that, she has to, the nature of the surgery, she has to stay in the hospital for a couple days, and she's uninsured. So Joe set up a GoFundMe to help cover some costs, and I would really appreciate it if you guys went to check that out. It's over on his Twitter. There's a link to the GoFundMe. He's at Joe_Hunter. So if you guys got $5 burning a hole in your pocket, Jonah's mom could really use it right now. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching Power Rangers episode 271, Power Rangers in Space, episode 21, Red with Envy.
It aired October 10th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter, and I'm not going to make a Keeter joke.
Thank goodness.
I thought about making the exact same joke again.
But
I don't want to kill it. I don't want people to be annoyed with me.
Here's the thing, and I won't cut this. I should, but I won't. In the last episode, it's been like 2 weeks since we've recorded.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. In the last episode, I talk about how you do make that joke every time.
Maybe that time I was like, I'm going to do it again. But this time, I've had enough.
You've had enough?
Worth Keeter, he's had enough. I've had enough.
He's had enough to hear with you, Josh, and he's coming for you, Hulk Hogan. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and should, because in space, it's pretty good. I guess we're going to go watch it right now.
Let's rock it! And we're back, and we just watched Red with Envy.
And he was. Red
got
jelly.
The distant sequel to Green with Evil.
Yes. Oh. This episode was fine. It was a pretty good episode.
It was.
It was no Green with Evil.
No.
That's for sure. I was thinking, before we get to all the where you can find all that stuff, I was thinking today, or maybe it was yesterday when I watched the end of Time Force, I cannot imagine how kids today must, if they watch Power Rangers now,
yeah,
if they watch like Ninja Steel and they watch like the last couple and they go back and they watch Mighty Morphin, they probably think it's really bad.
Probably. But I mean,
I miss it so much already, and we're only three seasons removed.
I do too, because it's very episodic. Like,
yeah,
you could watch any episode alone unless it has a part number in it.
Yeah, but like even in Turbo, I was like, I kind of miss season one.
Season one,
you know,
there's a charm and a magic to season one that I don't think they can ever capture.
It's
again.
Absolutely magic, and I don't know what it is. And a lot of
and
it,
plus, like, look, Tommy is as much crap as we give Tommy the character.
We give Jason David Frank a lot of crap, and that trickles down to Tommy.
It does. He's probably the best monster the Power Rangers have ever fought.
Oh yeah, if I had to, if we were doing a Ranger Danger does like a list of all the bad guys, and so does Super Sentai Brothers.
I feel like we should start one.
I feel like ours would be very different than
we just like
than Ranger Dangers, but
it would. Well, yeah, because we're not
Australian.
I had Sentai Brothers and Ranger Danger mixed up when you said that.
Okay, yeah,
so I was like, well, we're not watching the Sentai,
yeah,
but neither are they.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't. That would be three Power Rangers podcasts doing that. I don't want to chomp their flavor. Maybe we'll do like a bonus episode at some point of people just sending in their favorites from what we've seen, and we rank them against each other, something like that.
All right. We could do it different.
I wanted to do a rank every episode.
We could rank episode. We are going to be ranking theme songs.
Yes.
That's a bonus episode that you guys can get ready for.
This hiatus.
What if we took two monsters? We'd have to watch their episodes again.
Right.
So we watch to see like what their powers are and like
we
how
have,
effective
like, a
they
point
are.
Point value system?
Well, not really, but we just like get a feel for the monster and then talk about what would happen if those two monsters fight, who would win.
Oh, Tommy wins that forever then. Spoilers on who the best monster is Tommy, because he actually did
kill
every monster.
He's disqualified because he's also a ranger.
Yeah, because he did kill every monster after that. So, yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Luzon, what do you guys think? Should we do that?
Yeah.
We can
do a combination of like what we think would happen based on what the monsters do in their episodes.
Yeah.
And like a vote who you think would win.
Yeah.
Between Pudgy Pig and the Dark Knight. The Dark Knight probably gonna win that.
Probably Dark Knight. But I don't know. If the Dark Knight can't get access to anything spicy,
the Pudgy Pig's unstoppable. Is
invincible.
He'll just eat him.
He's gonna eat his sword. And that's all he's got. And once his sword's gone, Dark Knight's just a dude.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's a taste of what you might hear.
That's right. Let us know if that's something you want us to do periodically. Maybe probably between seasons, we'll just pick a couple and throw them out.
I wish that we were thinking back when we started the podcast and had kept a list of the episodes as they went. After every episode, where does this go in the list? You know, by now we'd be 270 episodes deep, and it would be tough. But like,
yeah,
you know, I would like to do like them in batches, like 5 random episodes, watch them all, rank them. Do it again.
I don't know about random episodes, though, because there's, like, in some seasons, that's fine, and in other seasons, a lot of context would be lost.
Well, seasons that we've seen so far,
Okay. I gotcha.
Nothing future, because that would be ridiculous. No, it's stuff we'd already seen. Anyway, this has been 48 minutes of nothing. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. The archives are on heyjakeandjosh.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We are on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife if you want to leave us a rating and review. Podknife, you can't listen to us, but you can review us.
Yeah.
We haven't said that in a couple episodes, but that's a carte blanche review podcast review website. That's a pretty cool idea, so check that out. If you leave us a rating and review on the other places too, that'd be great, and we'd really appreciate it. We are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. This goes up on Monday. It's Thursday today. This weekend, I will be finishing the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode, so help me God. So that should be up on Patreon by now. So you can go check out our opinions on the episodes 4 and 5 of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Yes, have so.
We'll be doing the next 5 in 2 episode batches down the line.
We have a hot, fresh review. This review is only 8 hours old at the time of reading.
Nice.
From iTunes user Boss LCA.
That's Lewis.
That's Lewis, friend of ours from Twitter, Discord, Patreon, all of it.
All that.
Titled, "I love this contractually obligated reviewed podcast." He refers to us as Hey Jake and Josh, which is like a weird feeling I've never had before. Because no one has ever called us that.
Are you sure he doesn't just say Hey Jake? Or just
No, it's Hey Jake and Josh's glorious rewatch of our childhood has me forever screaming into the inky void of space through the bars of my cell in Moon Jail, which my mind cannot fully comprehend with maddened laughter and tears of shameless joy. It's a long sentence, but that was just... He calls us Hey Jake and Josh, which is really neat, but it's never happened before.
We are an LLC. We're not an LLC. Don't sue us. I don't know why I said that.
Don't send us OSHA posters,
please. Please stop sending us OSHA posters.
You heard me right. They are watching every 90s kid watching Power Rangers who switch channels to watch some other show during commercial breaks and switch back so they don't miss a second of this iconic action comedy show. The Morphin Grid is the perfect companion piece to any rewatch of Power Rangers. Alternatively, if you aren't rewatching Power Rangers while listening to The Morphin Grid, I sit in a cacophonous judgment of you because there is no way you aren't laughing at the pure insanity that is Power Rangers, according to Jake and Josh. Not that you are contractually obligated to watch the show or anything. They wouldn't use their powers for evil, after all. But you don't have to take my word for it. Listen for yourself. Go on. I'll sit here, warm up the headcanons and wait for you to finish, and we can talk about it. Too long didn't read. We have a lot of fun here, says Jake once in the history of this podcast, and if you like sitting around talking about high-octane nostalgia fuel with your friends, I think you'll have a lot of fun, too.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lewis.
I think I blacked out halfway through that.
A zen fugue state.
I did not absorb any of the words, so I hope I read them all correctly. I also don't know how a lot of words sound when spoken aloud, so here we are.
Thank you very much, Lewis. He did say he was in Moon Jail, so I know he's going back through it. I don't know how far he is. He might be leaving this before we send everyone to, what was after? The Brig? Yeah, because they were still in Moon Jail in Zio.
Yes.
And now they're back in Moon Jail. Well, now they're in...
No, they're Space Jail.
Space Jail. Anyway, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. That's a very nice review. And yeah, everyone listening, you should listen to this show. This is a
good job, everybody. You did it.
You did it. You're doing great. And you look very nice today. I have an email.
Okay.
From Ian. Ian writes, "Hi there, Jake and Josh. Just started listening to your podcast a few days ago, and I'm really enjoying it. So I was listening to the one for Never Stop Searching. That was, I think, episode 2 or 3 today, and you both were trying to figure out how the heck that video of Caron being kidnapped made any sense. Who was filming, and why would it change perspectives? Well, I have a theory." Good, because okay. I didn't. I had no idea. Perhaps Andros and Deka scanned his brain to create a visual representation of his memories of the event so that he could analyze them to see if he missed anything. Memories being as they are, perhaps his mind filled in the bits he didn't actually see, like he heard Caron scream, his mind filled the image of her actually doing so, so he knows she was kidnapped, knows they must have been watching them, so his mind filled the perspective of the kidnapper. Is this a perfect explanation? Did the writers think about this much? Is this going too far to explain this just to make myself feel better when I watch it? In the end, does it even matter? No, no, perhaps, no. But it is going in my head canon. Again, really enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for making me look like a crazy person, laughing to myself as I'm out walking my dog. Keep it up, Ian. I think that makes more sense than anything we could have thought of.
Yeah.
Because your brain will do that. It will just fill in gaps because you have like blind spots that you just can't see that your brain's like, I know it's there, don't worry.
Yeah,
I got
and
you.
If you've ever looked at a clock and it looks like the second hand takes too long to move, that's your brain implanting false memories.
Yeah.
Of the second hand just like not having moved.
I feel like we talked about this a long time ago, but like your brain is just trying to kill you 24/7.
It doesn't want you to survive.
No, because the only time it can take a nap. Because then it has to work. Yeah, yes. Is if you're dead. Because even when you're sleeping, your brain's still going a million miles an hour.
That's insane. Man, brains got it rough.
They do. They're the real mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell. Also, if you want to send us a picture of your dog on Twitter, that would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I bet it's a good dog.
I bet it's a great dog. Thank you for the email. If you guys want to email us again, you can do that at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. Ian, I was talking to on Twitter a little while ago, and he did just start watching with In Space. He just jumped right in the new season with us. And he said he's excited for us to get to Lost Galaxy, which so am I.
Me too. From the little bit, like the quarter of it that I've seen, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I watched the whole thing and I remember it being good, but I haven't seen it since then. So
right.
I did finish Time Force the other day. Guys, it's so good. I cried like a lot during the finale. So I'm real excited to do that on the podcast when it comes around. It's going to be a good time. We got a couple tweets that I do want to talk about too.
Okay.
So first up is from Ben. Ben says, "Ben curious and finally did calculations. At the current rate, you will get to Megaforce in 2024 and Ninja Steel in 2026. The Morphin Grid will catch up to Power Rangers if all things stay equal by 2034.
Holy crap.
And I said, that's a lot when you look at the numbers. And then I said, are you accounting for the shorter seasons? And he said, no, I forgot that they get real a lot shorter. So new estimate. This provided they don't go back to 40 at any time.
Right.
We will catch up to Megaforce the second half of 2023.
Okay.
Much more manageable.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Ninja Steel finishing a year later. And if they don't go back up to 40 plus episodes, which I don't think they ever will, then we will catch up to Power Rangers in the year 2026. That's right. 9 more to go and we're caught up. That's it. We just got 9 to go.
This is like basically a decade away. Jake?
Yes?
What do we do when we're caught up?
I have been panicking for 2 days about that ever since I got these tweets. Because here's the thing. I don't know.
We'll just do one a week. And if when Power Rangers is off, so is the Morphin Grid.
So are we?
We'd
have to do something weekly, but like
maybe then we'll start like ranking stuff.
Yeah. So in 9 years.
Look forward to that in 9 years.
We'll have 1,000 episodes to rank.
We'll have plenty to do in the off season. It'll be fine.
Oh boy. And then Tom asked us if there's any chance of us doing a Power Rangers 2017 commentary when the DVD drops. I said yes, there's a pretty good chance of that because I would love to do a commentary to talk about my thoughts in real time about that movie.
Have we done a commentary that long?
No.
We haven't done any on a movie. We did the stage show.
We did the stage show, which was an hour.
Which was an hour.
We haven't done any more for Nomentaries in a while. We should bank a couple of those and start releasing them.
Yeah, we them out. Need to get back on those.
Because those take 22 minutes and they're super easy to edit because you don't, you can't. I would like to do one for the Power Rangers movie, though.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of thoughts that I feel like would be much easier explained as it happens.
Right, like, oh, here's what my problem with this thing happening on the screen was.
And it would be in an order and not just this, like, brain splatter of just, like, ah! And there's, like, a couple gaps where there's no splatter where it's like, no, that's good. No, I did like that. These are nice. Are you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. We start off on Darkonda, who is waiting for Clippy to show up on this planet or beach.
We don't know who. He's just walking around in this area saying, my opponent has not showed up yet.
Yeah. I was pretty sure it was going to be either Andros or Zane.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was definitely Zane is going to be fighting him right now.
Yeah, but it's a Clippy. Clippy shows up. And Darkonda wanted to ask him, I don't know why you would introduce him to us as your opponent if your end game is to...
He knew.
Yeah. Because he wants him to join him. He's like, do you want to throw in with me or whatever he says? And Clippy attacks him with his sword. He's like, I'd rather die. I hate you.
He's like, I'd rather a snake or a scorpion than you. Like, those are worse than anything Ecliptor's had to deal with before.
I think by which he means notorious backstabbers.
For a snake, I understand that, but I've never heard someone refer to somebody as a scorpion.
Well, you obviously have not heard Aesop's fable about the scorpion and the toad. You might have, but you just didn't know it.
Probably.
So there's a toad and a scorpion, and they both need to cross the river. The scorpion can't because scorpions can't swim. The toad says, I will let you on my back, and I will let you cross the river, but you got to promise not to stab me with your poison stinger. And Scorpion says, of course. And so he gets on the toad's back. Toad starts swimming across the river. Scorpion stabs him halfway across. He says, now we're both going to die because I will die from poison and you will die from drowning. And Scorpion says, I can't help it. It's in my nature.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Yes. I love that story. That is one of my favorite. It's definitely my favorite Aesop's fables, but it's of the like short, weird stories. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
So I got that right away. But
I thought he meant like the animals, and I was like, I mean, I rather would have them than Darkonda as well.
Well, yeah, he's a Venus flytrap monster who's also Freddy Krueger.
He's a burned up, fleshy Venus flytrap monster.
Yeah, but no, just because like scorpions, it is in their nature to stab you in the back and poison you and kill you, even if it means killing them. Darkonda's like, well, if you're not gonna, you know, play ball, then like I'm out. You'll see what's up, and he gives a cryptic warning, like, You'll get yours. Just wait till you see what I got planned. And he leaves. And then we cut to Darkonda's evil command center.
I think it's his ship. I'm assuming he has a ship. Otherwise, how does he get around space?
It's not a ship because later on, they go outside of it, remember?
No.
It's his lab.
Okay. So he's got a...
He's got an evil lab. He's but got it, a lab. It's got, like, the viewing globe in it. Like, it looks like an evil command center.
Maybe it is the old command center set.
No, because it's Sentai footage, and there was no command center in Zyuranger. But it looks like they were like, let's get him. Yeah, we made an evil guy have that. Yeah, you burnt.
You burnt, nerds.
Got him.
We got those kids good.
We got them so good. Bunch of nerds. So then he has two snake boys. Maybe they're crocodile boys.
They're reptilian. They're... indescribably reptilian.
Yeah. he calls one of them, but also both of them, Crocotox. They are different colors, so they aren't like clones or anything.
Yeah, there's definitely two, a red and a blue.
Yeah, there's a blue double dragon and a red double dragon. Billy and the other double dragon.
Chuck Dragon.
We have made that joke on this podcast like 100 years ago.
There is an episode titled Billy and Chuck Dragon from season one.
We're keeping it consistent. That's what you guys came to see, these sweet payoffs. So he's like, all right, Crocotox, go to Earth and spread your toxins. And I thought he meant the two of you go to Earth, spread your toxins, do bad on Earth. But instead what he means is you Crocotalks. And I guess they're like the Marklars from South Park, yeah. Where they just know which one he's talking to because they're both called Crocotalks, but only one of them leaves. We cut to a scene of the Crocotalks swimming through space to get to Earth.
And he's also like grumbling to himself.
And he's like grumbling and doing jokes. He's got bits.
And he's swimming and it's kind of stupid.
He stops for a second and is like, there's Earth.
And then he just like rockets through the atmosphere and lands on the beach. Planet. Onto the beach. You know, the beach we have here on Earth.
The beach. I'm assuming it's Angel Grove Beach because what other beach would they go to? That's just where everyone's evil is attracted to go. Then we got the theme song. Andros is walking down a corridor and he looks very confused. And this made me chuckle because me and my roommate are watching Veronica Mars. And the one thing that my roommate has pointed out that I can't unsee is that Duncan always looks confused in the first season. For whatever reason, Duncan doesn't know what's going on. And Andros just had the same, like, look on his face that Duncan always has. And it's made me chuckle. He's looking for Ashley. He runs into Carlos. He's like, hey, have you seen Ashley?
Carlos gets this look on his face and like, yeah, she's in the engine room.
Yeah.
We're always in the engine room.
That's the only place we go. Also, there's only six of us on the ship. Intercommer. Hey, where you at?
That's too obvious. You gotta just like,
right.
You gotta just stumble in and be like, oh, hey, Ashley, I didn't know you would be in the engine room where we're always at.
He's trying to ask her out on
there's
a date.
A brig, a locker room, and an engine room on this giant spaceship.
And five, well,
and
six.
And the poop shoot room.
There's the poop shoot room, which is part,
which I think is the engine room?
No, well, it looks like it, but I don't think it's supposed to be. It's like part of the dining room, and then there is a
secret room. That's off the engine room.
Yes.
And I thought also they were eating in the engine room.
No, I think it just is the same set, but they like shoot it from the other side. They're like, no, it's different.
It's just that the comforting glow of the engine is like, oh, it's the perfect place to just eat and be cozy.
They just pipe that through the whole ship. But he's trying to ask Ashley out on a date, and he's like, do you want to go see a lunar eclipse? No, it's too easy. It's too obvious. Do you want to go see Haley's Comet with me? Nah, everyone's done that. And I like that joke. And then he comes to the engine room and he sees Ashley and Zane. And Zane is teaching her how to use telekinesis. But since she's a human, she can't.
They also are human.
They're KO-35 in.
You remember when Ashley poked Andros and went, you're human.
Oh, you're human?
You can tell just from touching someone a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell by the way he feels that he's human. I feel like that they are a different kind of human.
I feel like
they can learn telekinesis because she is not getting it, which is fine because that's nothing you've ever done before.
The implication that I get from it is that like learning another language, it's much easier to do when you're young.
That makes a lot of
sense. So if they were just trained on it when they were kids, obviously now they can just
how to bounce a Kinect ball back and forth.
Trying to tap that when you are a full grown adult is not
right
easy or maybe even gonna happen at all.
Yeah, learn this new language. Hey, how do verbs work anywhere else? Oh, they don't? They really don't the same way that ours do? Okay, I'm out. I can't do this. Anders gets jelly of Zane. And Ashley, well, of Zane, like,
yeah,
touching Ashley's forearm as he directs her TK hand. And he just, like, grabs something with TK. He's like, it's easy. You just need to practice. And she's like, all right. And then Deca's like, there's a disturbance on the beach. And then the Rangers don't do anything for a minute. Like, there's no rush. We cut to the bridge and Cassie's there, but, like, nobody comes in for, like, 20 seconds. It's not like there's no sense of emergency during this, which is really weird.
It's just the beach.
It's just a beach. What's the worst that could happen? It's just a beach. So they go there. I don't know if there's any other important information.
All the Rangers, I think, say the beach 1,000 times.
That is true.
And then they go to the beach.
We don't get this episode. We do not get Zane jumping through a poop chute. No. I don't know if they put a new one in, there's a secret poop chute installed.
There is a shot from space. We can't see the megaship in it of the silver streak going down to Earth, but there's no build up to it. It's just like it cuts to an exterior shot of him being launched out.
Yeah, I just want to know. It's a weird thing that I want to know, but I just want to know.
I feel like they didn't account for it because obviously they didn't know about Zane when they started.
Right, clearly.
I don't think they didn't account for it, so they're just maybe never going to show it. We'll have to keep our eyes out to see if it comes
up. Yeah, I'm definitely going
to
be keeping track of this. So we cut down to the beach. People got spots on them because of Crocotox's toxins.
He was in the water.
He was in the water.
And so he got them.
And then now they're all toxic. They got spots on them. Little Dalmatian people. So there's a fight. At one point, Ashley gets knocked down, and everyone gets knocked down. And Andros is like, Ashley, I don't care about anyone else. Ashley. And runs over to Ashley. He's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. A minute later, something happens, and Zane, blocks a shot. Yeah.
Crocotox goes to, kick Ashley in the head while she's down. And Andros grabs its leg and stops it. And then Zane comes in and jump kicks the thing in the chest, and Ashley's like, ooh, what a gentleman.
Zane, what a gentleman. And Andros like, ugh. Zane is fighting him, doing a pretty okay job, and he pulls out his super silverizer, which I kept hearing samurizer, which is how...
As the episode went on, it turned more and more into silver samurizer.
Yeah, which the silver samurai is an X-Man villain, and also a in Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, they say, let's samurize guys to morph. By morph, I mean go into the computer. That show's wild. but I just kept hearing it here, and I'm like, that can't be right. That just can't be right. Also, we kind of decided that Zane might be from Space Texas, because sometimes he says some words like a Space Texan would say them.
Yeah.
So we'll get there as I wrote
it hasn't
down.
Really come up yet. It will when they get back on the ship, I think is the first time where you noticed it. And then I can't remember where it was later, but he definitely was one word was super Southern.
Yeah, there was in the lab at the end. So Zane goes to shoot Crocotox with the Silver Samurizer, and he demorphs. And he's just there The other Rangers don't see him because he's just behind some rocks.
Yeah, he's behind some rocks. He demorphs. And I think he realizes it because he does scuttle off screen. He runs away because he's like, oh, crap, I can die now. I have to go.
I'm out of morph juice. So the Rangers pull out their blasters and just shoot him to death. Crocotox.
Not Zane. Crocotox.
Zane's fine.
he's demorphed. Get him. He's hitting on my girl.
Andros, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, shoot him. He's a traitor. He was dead for 2 years and he's been alive for a couple days. And I hate him because of a girl.
Yeah, that's a bogus story. On the upside, at least this time it's happening to the boys and not the girls. So we cut to, we get a shot of a woman who looks just like Kirsten Dunst, but I know it's not Kirsten Dunst. and she's like, oh, I have no spots
she's
anymore.
Like, yes. In the most infomercial way, look, the spots are gone.
The spots are all gone. I can stop tripping over things now. My favorite
damn
thing,
clumsy spots.
My favorite thing in infomercials is just how everyone's the dumbest on the planet. Have you ever seen any of those compilations?
I have seen one where it's this person just pouring milk regularly, but then they throw the jug and they're like, oh, milk.
They're like, wow. there's one where there's someone just hammering a nail into a wall and they take two regular fine taps and dunk, dunk. And they pull their hand back and slam it into the wall. They're like, beans. It's no, you idiot. You just hit your wall with a hammer. Stupid. I could watch this all day, though. Anyway.
And they're always does this always happen to you? And it cuts to a black and white shot of someone opening cereal and just exploding the bag all over the kitchen.
Throwing all of their important documents into a fire on accident. Oh, nuts.
Oh, I need a safe.
I wish I had a scanner or whatever. So Kirsten Dunst is better now. I think that's the important thing. She can go on to do Spider-Man.
And Bring It On.
In a couple years. Bring It On was around this time. Yes.
We would never have had Bring It On if they didn't kill the
Crocotox. Thank God for the Power Rangers. Bring It On rules. Just putting that out there.
Bring It On is a pretty good movie, but having watched a bit of it relatively recently, Kirsten Dunst ain't a great actress.
Well,
at least in that movie, she wasn't doing a great job.
No. I will always have a soft spot in my heart for Kirsten Dunst because of Jumanji. So,
sure.
Free pass for life.
She was chewing some scenery and Bring It On is all
I'm saying. For sure. For sure she was. Everybody was, though, to be
fair.
That
is true.
Anyway, so they look for Zane. They're like, Zane, are you? Oh, hey, you're gone. And then he pops up. He's like, hey, I'm over here. Zane, it's me. And Carlos says the dumbest thing I think I've heard in a while on Power Rangers. He's like, hey, you can't demorph here. What if someone sees you? Carlos, he's from space. No one knows who he is.
And then Ashley agrees. He's like, yeah, you get hurt or something. It's dangerous. Are you okay? And Zane's just like,
ah, I'm from space. And also, people think I've been dead for 2 years.
Was it here or was it a little later that I noticed he has like little silver speckles in his bright blonde hair? That
it was a little bit later.
You can just barely see.
Yeah, there's like, he's got like a couple frosted tips, but they're silver and it's all over. It's just like, oh, here's a little silver. Here's a little silver.
I like how the KO35 is like weird hair.
Yeah, well, Caron had that like giant 80s half poof into a braid.
Yeah. So all one color, though.
Right. Is she even from KO35? I have no way of telling at this point. I'm glad she was kidnapped. Get her out of there. Her hair's one color. What a freak. So we cut back to the ship. Oh, no, sorry. Before that, this is very important. Dark Honda pops up in the sky, pulling a classic Clippy move. And he's like, Power Rangers, I got an army of Crocotalks, and I'm going to unleash them.
He says... You think that was tough? I've got thousands.
Thousands of Crocotalks.
Can I spoil something?
Yes.
Two more will show up and then they will all be defeated.
Well, yes, but if they weren't, there was a bunch of eggs.
Right.
So there wasn't 1,000 eggs.
No.
There wasn't 1,000 eggs. That's for sure. So we cut back to the Astro Mega ship and Andros is going to ask Ashley.
That's me.
But he can't because Zane's like, hey, I'm going to do a scan. Ashley, you want to come do a scan with me? And he grabs like a ding dong that she made off of, out of the Jetsons machine that makes food. I guess she's like, I want one ding dong, please. And he grabs it.
After battle, just really craving that ding dong.
I guess. And Josh.
That was unintentional.
And then it's going to get worse. And then... He takes a step back, and he's like, Anders is about to ask her, and he just stuffs his ding-dong in his mouth.
Yeah. He takes a step back, and Ashley is like, it's close up on Ashley going, what did you want to ask me? And then it goes to Andros, who looks over at Zane, who shoves the whole ding-dong in his mouth.
The whole ding-dong right in his mouth.
And then it goes back to Andros, who looks at Ashley, and he's like, oh, just forget it.
Just forget
it. I can't compete with him. He can put a whole ding-dong in his mouth.
He ate it one bite. I can't compete with that. What am I supposed to do?
It's so weird, because before now, they've been playing Zane as, like, this really charming guy.
Yeah.
And now it's like, he's also kind of a doofus.
Yeah.
Because only goofy idiots shove whole cakes into their mouth.
Yeah, and then later, he'll become a good dude, and I like him.
Yeah.
Later on.
I mean, I do like the character of Zane.
And I don't like Andros because he gets all pissy because he is entitled to be able to ask Ashley out, which he's not.
No.
And also, just do it. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yep.
Like, Zane has nothing. There's nothing there. Like, there's no reason you can't be just because Zane is talking to her. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Unless he is actively dating her, which you don't know, in which case you should probably ask somebody.
Like, I don't know, your best friend?
This poor me nice guy act is not a good look, Andros. So he's like, oh, fine, whatever. And then they leave.
He, like, gets mad at Ashley. He's like, nothing, forget it.
Forget it.
He storms out like a baby.
And then we cut later, like a minute later, to Zane being like, hey, buddy, what's up? Like, why are you so mad? And he's like, look, I even see you with Ashley. You're all over, you don't waste any time, do you? And he's like, what the heck are you talking about? I know you like her, I wouldn't step on your toes.
Yeah.
And this is when he becomes space technic, because I wouldn't step on your toes.
I don't want your toes.
But like, this is when the shift becomes like, oh, Zane's the good dude, and Andros is the pissy baby.
Yeah.
And it's not a good look, Andros.
It's not.
It really isn't.
It's really, really not.
They go to the bridge because they found the lab. They did a scan, and they found the lab, and so they go to the bridge.
Yeah, there was one point where Ashley and Zane were on the bridge. I think it was like...
It was like a minute ago, and then Anders storms by, and Zane's like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, she says, like, we'll start in this quadrant and, like, pulse out or something.
Yeah.
She says some, like, space buzzwords.
Yeah.
Which is, like, very impressive, and definitely had the impression of, like, trying to impress the space boy.
Yeah.
Which is Ashley's gimmick this season, impress the space boy.
Impress the space boy. So she... found them. She found the lab doing her scan. And they go back to the bridge. And Eric's like, Zane's staying here. He's not feeling good, so he's staying here. Or whatever. And then Zane's like, yeah, I'm not feeling great. And like he like, which works out because like, he knows that his powers are fading, but also like Andros gets to be like, no, you don't get to go make time with my girl.
I hate this so much.
I hate this Andros a lot, and I half expected him to come out the poop shoot with a fedora on.
My Ashley.
Oh,
gotcha.
Got me. So they are on their astrogliders. They are rocketing through a corridor. The lab is on a planet or Earth, but I don't think so because they had to go through space to get there when they swam. So
sometimes they go to Earth the long way from Earth.
Way around, yeah. So they're flying through there and they're like, all right, he's got to be around here somewhere. And two Crocotalks drop a cyber net and catch the Power Rangers. It literally is a green line ladder that they all run into, and they're like, ugh, and I like that their astrogliders just keep going.
Yeah, it just goes through it.
Real fun.
And then it flashes and is an actual green net that they're all stuck in.
Yep. And then we get a flashback, and I thought it was Andros's, but it's actually Zane's.
I thought it was from, like, today, because they're wearing and look exactly the same as they do in this episode.
Yeah, but that's just their uniform. Andros is wearing before.
It's just because Andros's hair is pulled back in the exact, like, they shot it the same day. It's obviously what happened, but it's just a little confusing when that is exactly the way they look
nothing,
now.
Other than the fact that it's, like, got a filter on it, there's nothing to show that, like, it's from the past.
Right.
And it's also kind of a dream sequence filter, which it's not. It's a flashback. It's of Andros and Zane being bros. I don't know what they say because it's in slow motion.
But they do say something. It's in the middle of a conversation that has no context, and it's just like a jumble of words.
It's just a bunch of words, and it's in slow motion, but it's also sped up, so it's going regular speed, but it sounds in slow motion. And then he's like, yeah, we'll do it then, right? As they walk off.
They do like a slow fist bump.
They're like, us together forever, best friends for life. And then Zane's like, what am I doing? This is stupid. He's my best friend. I'm just going to go talk to him. Like, and so he gets up.
He says to Alex, like, Alpha, I'm going down. And Alpha's like, woohoo!
Earlier when Zane stayed, everyone left and he's like, don't worry, Zane. Would you like a cup of milk?
Alpha's voice does some weird stuff. I don't know if he's been doing this the whole time.
Maybe.
Where the voice actor is sometimes trying to get, like, weird robot cadence, but other times is not.
Yeah. It's in and out. And he definitely said milk, like, milk.
Yeah. Would you like a cup of milk?
I am a regular human boy.
Hello, fellow human boys.
Hello, fellow human boys. I would like to give you milk. all right, let's get it together. So Zane goes down to Earth and he runs into Clippy on the beach again. I think he's on the same beach, I'm not sure. But he runs into Clippy, who's like, Silver Ranger, I thought you were dead. Now I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, now I will kill you and I will become a legend.
I will be a legend for killing a dead man.
For killing someone everybody thought was dead.
Yeah, literally everybody thinks he's dead. Like, if you kill him, the word won't get out that he's back and you can't become
right,
a legend.
You'll go back and be like, Astronema killed the Silver Ranger. And she'd be like, you idiot.
No, idiot. He died 2 years ago. Zane's like, I can't risk using my powers and, like, losing them. I don't know what'll happen. So he just, like, keeps fighting regular style, like, unmorphed. And we cut to the lab where Darkonda has the Rangers in a net and he's just taunting them. And he's like, ah, you stupid. I'm going to kill you and then I'm going to release my thousands of Crocotoxes.
There's two. He does say Crocotoxes.
This time. Every other time he's referred to them, either singular or plural, as Crocotox. But this time, they're Crocotoxes, which sounds dumb.
Yeah, I have 1,000 singular Crocotox.
I like that better. Than Crocotoxes.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe he said he will release his Crocotoxins.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't know. His army is eggs, though, so, like, not super impressive yet. He's like, they're they're gonna grow. Trust me.
Wait till they hatch, probably.
Hey, do you want to know like a cool plan that you could have had, Darkonda? Let me just like tell you the cool plan that would have worked for sure is don't tell them about your secret lab until after your army hatches. Buddy, then you have an army, and that's a surprise.
Yeah, it's a running theme in Power Rangers that the bad guys don't want to win.
No.
They do absolutely everything possible to sabotage themselves before they
The only bad guy that ever wanted to win was Divatox, and she almost did it. And it wasn't her fault.
Technically, she did win.
Yeah, it wasn't her fault that they got away. It's because she was about to find them and just stab them all to death with swords or whatever. And then Dark Spectre's like, come on. Man.
And she was even like, no, I got him. And he was like, no, come on.
No, and she's like, oh. No, it was somebody else was like, you gotta go. And Dark Spectre said so. Spectre, go. Okay. Yeah, moral of the story is only Divatox. Divatox is the best villain because she wanted to win and did.
Yep.
Astronema also wants to win. So
that's true.
She hasn't not yet. So stay tuned. See how that shakes out. They can't get out. They need Zane. So they're just like wiggling around.
Andros even says that. He's like, ah, beans, we need Zane.
We need Zane.
I messed up by telling everyone he was sick.
Yeah. So then we come back to Zane, who senses them. There's like a flash across the sky of him being like, of Andros and the other Rangers being like, we need Zane. And he's like, oh, they need me.
So they are telepathically linked.
Yes.
Through friendship, which is kind of awesome.
Which is pretty awesome. So he morphs and then punches Clippy onto a Sentai beach. Where they fight. I don't remember exactly what happens in between now and the end of the fight. I imagine it's just, you know, fighting regular style. But he calls his Astro Glider and it just beans him in the noggin. Like it flies in and it hits Ecliptor in the brain and knocks him into the drink. And then Zane just hops on and flies away. And this is when we find out in a minute that Zane's Astro Glider turns into a cycle. I don't think anybody else's does, but this rules. No. I had this toy. I'm a big fan of it.
And it's so fast when it's a motorcycle that he beats the net.
He right past the cyber net. You can't catch him in your firewall.
And that's right.
Croco Toys, Croco Boy Toxes. A lot of words wanted to happen at once.
Did you say Tonka Boys?
No. I'm confident that's the one thing I did not say.
Okay.
Zane shoots a Zane-shaped hole in a wall, like a laser, just like, and
I like that this is not perfectly Zane-shaped, yeah. It's vaguely Zane-shaped.
It's like a ditto, but if Zane fits through it, and then we cut to the Rangers, who are like, oh, he's not here yet, oh, we need to get out, and it's like, I hope this works, and he presses the 2 button on his power, his new morpher, mm-hmm. whatever that's called, the Delta morpher thing. He's never pressed 2 before, and that's lasers?
Yep.
And just a bunch of lasers cut out the net.
So they didn't need Zane.
No.
But they waited for him anyway.
Well, he didn't...
Because he is distracting Darkonda, at least.
Yeah.
He's got Darkonda occupied so they can escape easily.
Yeah.
Because all they have is a Toxicrox or whatever their names are.
Croc-a-tox. Yeah, there's only 2 in here. One's out in the lobby and one's in here with them. They land...
The one... Because there was one up on, like, the catwalk just, like, blasting them for a few minutes.
Yeah. Like, 3 times. It's pretty crazy.
He, like, pukes out lasers.
Yeah. So they land after cutting the net open and they punch a Croc-a-tox outside. They just hit him so hard, he flies out the door.
Even says, like, we need to go outside, just punches him, and then it cuts to outside.
Well, beat downtown. And so then they do a fight outside, but here's the problem. They do this crazy tag team combo where the girls do the teamwork motivational poster arm square.
Yeah.
They launch him upwards. He does a flip. Both of the guys have their hands together, like palms out, like if like AJ Styles is taunt, but like deeper.
Yeah, a lot of people know what that is.
Yeah, it's just Google it. And and so he lands with his feet on their palms, and they push him into the Toxicrox. And on the way there, he hits the 1 button and does the flying power punch.
Yeah,
he Superman punches them and kills the Croc-a-tox in a very showy way.
Yeah.
I like it because I like these ridiculous team maneuvers, but, like, you probably could have just punched him and gotten the same effect.
If I had to guess. Because it's a magic punch.
Yeah. It's his magic super punch.
Yeah.
It's going to work. Then we cut to, well, he grows immediately, and then there's, like, Zane fighting the other Toxicroc outside, like, fighting him until he gets outside. So they call their Zords, they make the Delta Astro Mega Ship, they fight the big Toxicroc, and in the foreground, Zane is fighting the little one, and it's pretty neat. It's a good way to show them both at the same time. They kill the big one, and then Zane kills the little one. With a Silver Samurizer, and as soon as he kills him, he demorphs. And that's all we get from this scene.
There's like a quick Ah Beans moment.
Yeah, he looks around and is like, oh no. But here's the thing. It doesn't come up. Like, the Rangers aren't like, hey, you demorphed again. Do you just do this after a fight?
I don't know if they saw him that time.
Right, but like, if they meet back up, he's gonna be demorphed.
Right.
What are they? Or is he just like, all right, teleport? Hey guys, I'm gonna go, and teleports back. So then we cut to Astronema, who is like, what happened? Like, the Silver Ranger is still alive. He died years ago, and Clippy's like, no, he totally beat me in the head.
He knocked me into a river with a flying motorcycle.
Yeah, it was a bad time, but he's not dead.
I need to, while we're here talking about Astronema, I need to make a quick amendment to the wig ranks.
Up in the list? Changing the list around?
I like this wig a lot now that I've seen it a few times.
Okay.
And so I'm bumping this one up to number one above the Black Pharaoh.
Okay. She is like, we need a battle plan, one with teeth. And I don't know if she means metaphorical teeth or real teeth. Does she say something else after that?
I
don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I like that she's like, okay, well, this is bad. Let's have a plan. Let's figure something out. Again, she wants to win.
Right.
And is making steps to do so. And as far as I can recall, she has not actively done bad.
Like, no. Like, and anytime like she directly engages the Rangers, she like womps
them. She wrecks them, yeah. So then we cut to the Astro Mega Ship where Zane and Andros make up. And they're like, I was being crazy. I don't know what happened. And Zane's like, yeah, don't worry about it, man. Like, you know. I guess girls make you crazy, ha.
Yeah, because, well, Zane is even like, you were definitely being a cranky
baby.
It was on you. Yeah, but he's like, I forgive you.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, and when we're doing scans or whatever, all she really did was ask questions about you. And he's like, so, and then walks away.
And then Andros is like, questions, what questions, as Ashley is coming down the hallway.
So Ashley's like, sick of Andros farting around, she's going to ask him out, but she's also nervous. So she's like, Andros, it's maybe kind of boring because you're from space, but do you...
Right, and then like, you could just see her being like, oh, no, I'm doing it. Uh-oh.
I'm doing it. I'm in my head. I stopped for too long, and I can't start again.
Andros gets this super, like, happy mass salesman smile on his face.
Bo Dallas.
And he's
like, I forgot I did that.
He's just like, do you want to go see Halley's Comet?
And she's like, yeah. And then the camera moves away while they plan their date. And then they're making out. I don't think they're making out just yet.
Courtesy of the camera. get that off of these kids.
I don't think they're going to make out just yet. I think they're going to go on a date first.
You save that for the comet.
Yeah, obviously. What's more romantic
why,
than...
Why else go to the comet?
Right, yeah, if you're not going to make out there. It's the only reason I've ever been to a comet.
Everyone's done it.
So then we kind of zoom over to Zane, who opens the door to the engine room. Because where else are you going to conduct your secret business? And Alpha's in there.
Alpha's just sitting there waiting.
Like, you wanted to see me? And he's like...
Oh, Dr. Zane will see you now, Alpha.
Well, no, Dr. Alpha will see you now, because he's...
Well, Zane called and said...
Right. Okay, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm losing my powers. I need your help. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh...
Yep.
I started. You get to pick what's the best.
That's a good question. What's the best on this?
It is.
I don't really know.
I haven't thought too much about it either. Let me see if I can pull some out of my butt.
I do like Zane and Andros being telepathically linked through friendship.
That was pretty cool.
But I don't think anything overwhelmingly cool happened.
I liked Ashley being competent with the scans. I feel like they could have done some bad jokes there, but they didn't. And
yeah,
instead, I
like that they're not like, this one's a dummy.
She's the dumb girl. She likes fashion. She doesn't know anything else. No, it's like she's like, yeah, I'm going to start in this quadrant and I'm going to do the scan outwards in concentric circles and we're going to find the thing. And then she finds the thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's my best, is that they are treating Ashley correctly. For now, it's all subject to change to the whims of the writers, but right. For now, they're doing good.
I'll piggyback on that.
What's the worst?
The worst is Andros for, like, the first two-thirds of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, just being this, like, really whiny baby, like, this entitled, like, nice guy.
Yeah, I get being jealous of, like, you've been with her for however long it's been in showtime.
And you're finally and you're
slowly chipping away at it. And here comes this new Frosted Tips boy.
Frosted Tips, and he's stomping and he's hot, and he's charming. And then now,
but like, don't just whine about it in the dark.
Yeah, like, right. Also, like,
don't get mad at her because you're pussyfooting around on asking her out. Like,
yeah, like, and two episodes ago, she was like, "Oh, I want to ask Anders out." Like, she's been pining over you, yeah. And you haven't seen it until now, and now you do, and you're like, oh, everything's going wrong for just me. This is, the world's trying to beat me up specifically. No, dude, the universe doesn't care. You just gotta do it.
Yep.
That's it. That's the whole deal. Who's the MVP?
Ashley.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I kind of want to give it to Zane. I'm gonna give it to Zane.
I don't know. I'm hesitant to give it to Zane. Because he did stuff on his own, but I don't know if he...
I'm giving it to Zane specifically because of him being like, no, this fighting over a girl is stupid. I'm going to go talk to my friend. Like, we're
okay,
going to get
yeah.
this sorted out.
This is a dumb,
also,
stupid thing we're
also
doing.
Also, that dude can fit a whole ding-dong in his mouth. So
he
like,
did eat a whole ding-dong at one time.
MVP
that's
for
it.
Life.
Sorry, Ashley, you're trumped by a ding-dong.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you guys for listening. I do want to plug one thing, so if you're still with us, there is a new podcast from our friend Sky. Him and his friend, possibly roommate, are doing a podcast called Pop Culture Failure. I will retweet it on the Twitter, but they're basically watching old shows from their childhood that were bad. So they're starting with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Next Mutation.
That is a place to start.
So go check that out. It's on iTunes. I don't know if it's anywhere else yet, but go check that out. Sky's a good dude. I'm very excited to listen to that. I think it's two episodes up, he said. So there you go. Two episodes. Check them out. I'm very excited. I think it'll be a real fun time. So,
yeah.
Pop Culture Failure. I think that's the name of it.
It is. I was trying to look it up because I know the Twitter handle is like a little different from that, and I can't remember what it was.
Right. Other than that, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you on Friday for Silver Secret.
Yes. That's it.
And it looks like the thumbnail made it look like it's going to be a sitcom between Alpha and Zane sneaking around trying to figure out what's up with his powers. So.
Yeah, it's just like, it's Alpha looking at like the bio, Zane's bio scan. It's like the same screen.
Yeah.
And Zane's like leaning on his shoulder, pointing at it like, this is a human, you silly robot.
Yeah, so that could either be fun or terrible. Find out on Friday.
That's Power Rangers in a nutshell. Yep. It could either be fun or terrible.
Until then,
may the power protect you. Dove coming through.
Hey, whippoorwill, how you doing? Buddy.